Hello?
Hey, good morning, Todd.
Yes.
Hey, this is Zach from the Bank of Cardiff. I think I just missed a call from you.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured I'd call you back.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, I guess.
Good, good. I'm glad you reached out to me so we can talk a little bit more and see if this would be a good fit for you. What exactly are you looking to do, and how can we help you?
Oh, a whole bunch of ways. I'm getting the process. I started it first of the year. Actually, I started it before that, and I waited about 4.5 months for a bank to tell me no.
Right.
Well, he actually didn't tell me no. He just said he had too much of a workload that if I can find other places, go for it. So I did, and they're interested in everything, but you know how long that takes. It just takes absolutely forever.
Yeah, and they want almost everything besides a blood sample from you to get you
Yeah.
approved.
Yeah, and then I said, "Well, that's okay." I haven't got a letter of intent yet. They said I'm days away, but I said, "What about spring crops? You know, I'm gonna have to put $150,000 in the ground." They said, "Well, no. What you do is you keep your receipts, and then we'll reimburse them when we get the loan all done." It's like that, there's no way nobody's gonna do that for me. You know, I just and I don't want to ask them to. So I thought if I got a short-term loan, maybe set it up for a year and pay it off in 6 months or something like that, so it doesn't kill my cash flow.
Yeah, you know what? We could absolutely do something like that. We actually that's the kind of the way that our short-term loans are constructed is to, get you what you need, get your return on investment, pay it off, get your tax write-off, and move on to your next project so you're not paying it off, 2 years, 3 years down the road while you're working on a new project.
Yeah. I mean, even a year would work because I wouldn't need the money again until next year, but
Okay.
I'm hoping that everything works out with the bank. I pay it off and get on their program because I got a
Yeah.
$250,000 operating line that will be attached to that, so then I
Okay.
can operate monthly out of it. It's revolving, so I can operate monthly out of it if I need to if something comes up that's
Right.
weird, you know.
No, I absolutely understand. This is just a bridge loan to get you planted, get everything in the ground, and then the other loan works out, and then you just get that paid off and you just keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do these all the time. The best way to see what we've made available to you is we have a simple one-page application. We just need to look at some bank statements and a tax return, and we can actually make an offer to you inside of 48 hours. If you like what we have to say, we can get those funds in your business bank account in another 48 hours. So it's a very expedited process,
Okay.
and not very labor intensive on your end.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. That's good. I mean, that's where I'm at. I mean, I'm probably a month away even starting, but I told him too. I said, "I'm getting nervous here." It's not
Yeah.
everything gonna be all right. I'm glad it's easy for you to say.
Yeah, you're not the one that has to deal with these issues,
Yeah, if I got 150 acres ready to plant and I can't buy fertilizer, you know, that's just not good.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you familiar? Have you done a working capital loan in the past, or are you familiar with those at all?
Nothing like that. I mean, I've had an operating line, but I've had quite a go of it here the last few years. My
Okay.
barn burnt down, then I rebuilt, and then I got right after I got back in business, and my wife left me, so I locked up my operating line.
Ah,
I haven't
jeez.
had an operating line for pushing 3 years. Be 3 years in August.
Good Lord, good Lord. So are we moving on to better times now? Are we kind of getting over
Well, I hope so. Hey, that was enough. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
understand.
Yeah, got a new woman. I got a little 2-year-old boy, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
A little
so
late in life. I'm 45 years old, but what the hell.
Yeah, you know what? I'm 42, and we're actually my fiance and I we're working on our first kid right now. So I don't think that you're ever too old to
No.
bring a child into the world, especially if there's a
No,
lot of
you
love
get older,
involved.
what else are you going to do anyway? You know, you
Yeah,
might as well raise a kid.
I
That's
need
the way
someone
I
to
look at it.
take care of me,
Yeah.
20 years from now.
That's right. Every time I change his diaper, I should remember this because when you're old enough, you're going to be changing
He's
mine.
mine. Exactly. Hey, but I didn't mean to get off topic. So the way that our working capital loan is, it's based off of gross annual sales for the business. So we're able to lend up to 15% of that. So let's say you did $1 million last year, we could easily make 150 grand available to you to use as
Okay.
you see fit. We have terms as short as 3 months, can go all the way to 24 months with daily, weekly, and monthly paybacks as well. So there's just a bunch of options out there for you.
Okay.
It's just a matter of seeing what would be the best fit for the business without burdening it at the same time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I didn't want to get somewhere where I was going to be like crippling me cash flow wise.
Yeah, we take that into consideration. We're not going to make an offer that's going to leave you cash strapped and wondering, scratching your head, how the hell am I going to pay all this off? We definitely take that into consideration. And there's a couple factors involved. We look at time in business, your cash flow, and make a determination off of those things. So it's, we can definitely work towards the 150K if that's something that we can't get you immediately. It might take a couple months. We could get you, half of that and then get you the other half. And you can take what you need and then leave the rest on the side for when you do need it. And it's similar to basically a line of credit in that sense.
Yeah, okay. But it's not revolving.
It can be. So once we establish that relationship, a couple months down the road, we would reevaluate the terms and things of that nature. And we can actually set something up along those lines that would be revolving, and you take what you need when you need it.
Right.
It's just a matter of actually setting up or establishing that initial relationship and just building from there.
Yeah. What kind of rates are there? Pretty aggressive?
Okay. You know what? Again, There's a bunch of different programs. So depending on credit, time in business, we deal with businesses that are in credit tiers A through D. So we could offer you something in the single digits, and if credit's not that good, and there's a couple of factors that aren't working it for you as well, it could go into the mid double digits. So it's just a matter of taking a look at some information and seeing what exactly you need and what would be the best fit for you. So I don't want to give you a definitive answer, and then we look at the financials, and then something else, is what you qualify for, and not the best program. I don't want to give you
right.
false expectations.
Yeah. So somewhere around four then.
how would you rate your credit?
Huh?
How would you rate your credit? Are you good, fair?
Well, it was fantastic before the barn fire. I tell you, because what happened to me, it's part of the reason why I'm refinancing. I got treated pretty poorly because I reconstructed everything. Okay, this is what I want to do. I want to build a barn. I want to milk 700 cows. This is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the meantime, because it burnt 2011, July 13th, June 13th, 2011. So I'd already fertilized my hay. So I had a bill of like $8,000 or $9,000 out there. I had different odds and end bills. They would not let me take a draw off my reconstructed loan to pay any of that off. I said, how am I supposed to do that?
Yeah.
Said, well, you had some cows that live. You have cow rent out there. You're going to have a beef check here and there. I said, not $8,000 or $9,000 worth all at once. So that doesn't make my credit look all that great, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Somebody just told me that it wasn't the best, so I don't know.
All right. Yeah, I couldn't have dropped that much of this. Excellent.
I started 1999 is when I bought the farm from my father.
Okay. So you have a great amount of time in business as well.
I think my gross annual sales last year was over three, but I don't know exactly what the number is, 3 million, so.
Oh, well, we could most definitely make the 150K that you need available to you just based off what you told me right there.
And I was going to go on that one of those websites and see what my credit score was, but somebody told me that goes against your credit when you do check them out all the time.
It does. There's actually some truth to that. And it's really bizarre because wouldn't you want to know what your credit is and stay abreast, keep on top of that?
Yeah, I know it's not perfect right now, so I don't want to add to it. So I didn't even look.
Yeah, so we do look at credit, but it's called a soft pull. We only look at one of the credit agencies instead of looking at all three. When all three are looked at, that's when it really starts affecting credit because they'll start noticing, people looking at it besides yourself, and that's when things really start affecting it.
Okay. All right.
So
will they vary between the three? Will they vary in what your credit score would be?
They would vary, but it wouldn't be. It'd maybe be a point or two it's not going to be very dramatic, you know, 20 points here, 30 points there. They'll be very similar. So it's not going to, you know, one's not going to be off the charts and the other one's, you know, not so good, that kind of thing. They run very similarly to each other. When we would look at your credit, it would be a soft pull. We just look at Experian. So it would not affect your credit in a negative way. It just shows as an inquiry, like a minor inquiry.
Okay.
So if you wanted to see what we could be made available to, just see if you have approval. I know that you're a month away. It'd just be a little bit of paperwork, and you know, we could work at your pace if you want.
And then do what? Just let it rest until I pull a trigger or what?
Exactly. You know, they're good. Once we get you an approval, they're good for 90 days. So you'd actually have about 3 months to get your ducks in a row and see if, you know, it might be the best fit for you. So there's no obligations whatsoever. There's no cost to you.
Okay. Well, I might as well. I printed out that application the other day. It's sitting on my desk at home. So
perfect. Yeah, so it would just be the application, your most recent, the first two pages of the most recent tax return, and then 6 months of most recent bank statements, and that's all we would need for the business. And then I can package that, get that over to underwriting, and they can make you an offer inside of 48 hours. And then, again, if you like what we have to say or if you want to, you know, negotiate and see if there's wiggle room there, then we could set you up and have an approval sitting there waiting for you for when you want to pull the trigger.
All right. Because I'm going to be negotiating for like four or five, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I always want to get the best possible. And I don't blame you.
That son of a bitch in where it's evolving.
Yeah, you know, and we're gonna try our darndest to get you the best approval possible because we want to establish a relationship with you and continue working with you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely.
Held underwater. There's so many different opportunities and I just missed out on the last 3 years and I haven't had an operating line and I didn't have a flexibility enough to do anything. I missed out on a lot.
And it's got to be frustrating as well.
It is.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. It's just, you know, even it doesn't matter the business industry. Even if people have great credit and good cash flow and stuff, it just seems like banks aren't lending these days. And
no.
It makes it tough on the small, medium-sized businesses. So, you know, we really are able to step in and help those businesses out because we are lending.
Yeah.
Well,
that's good. I mean, it's just, I don't know. They're all worried about bad loans. Make a bad loan. Piece of cake. The problem with the dairy industry, like, I want to expand again as part of my proposal. I want to go up, you know, because right now I'm at 80 cows and I want to go to 700 like I originally planned.
Uh-huh.
And then I made this whole plan, the 10-year plan out with my loan officer. He got promoted. So I met this girl that used to work for an FSA and an institute that they use the government's money. So they don't really care if you pass or fail. You know
right.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So she just kind of shut the whole process down. And I'm at my 3 years right now where that was the next stage where the original loan officer and I had an agreement. Because the payments were very aggressive. They said, we'll do that for 3 years. We'll be able to reconstruct, go to the next level expansion, and then you'll be on your way.
Right, right.
So that's where I'm at. Evidently, they don't talk. They still work at the same firm, but they don't correlate at all.
Didn't pass any of the notes down or anything?
No. So
unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. I'm just tired of it. And they're a farm lending. That's what they do.
That's their specialty.
Farm credit of Western New York. That's what they do.
Now, that's a head-scratcher.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, shoot.
Now that girl is left, and I'm dealing with a third one. That he's more left than third. So he's three times removed. So there's... I'm done with it. So.
And then you got to go through your story for a third time with another person.
Yeah. Show them around. Try to show them pictures of what it was and try to establish some kind of relationship, you know, short term, in a short time.
That makes it tough for sure.
Yeah, because I was with the other loan officer for quite a while, 6-7 years anyway. So.
Yeah, and then you think that you do have this great relationship in place, and all of a sudden one day they're just gone like that.
Yeah, pulling carpet. Right.
Yeah, no goodbye, no nothing.
No nothing. I got a letter in the mail that says he's been promoted and he's no longer your loan officer. Awesome.
Well, Well, shoot, yeah, that's frustrating. Hey, so Todd, what I could do is, if you would like, I'll send you over an email of just the additional documents that we would require to see what we could be made available to you, and then you know, you can get it over to us at your convenience. I know that there's no immediate rush, but you know, we could definitely get you an approval, like I said, so you just have something waiting there for you when you're ready to pull the trigger.
All right. Let's do that. Make me a list of what you just said, because my memory sucks.
No problem. Mine does too.
Pages or whatever. I don't do the planning. I actually hired a guy that pays my bills and stuff.
Nice.
I just hate that part of it. I got into this business for the work.
Yeah.
Let the professionals do that stuff.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, so sunsetdairypa@outlook.com is the best email address to get you the rest of the information.
Yes, it is.
Excellent. I'll put that packet together for you, and I'll have it over to you in 20 minutes. Okay. And my contact information, my email will be on there. So if you have any questions whatsoever, please give me a call. I'm here for you.
All right. Sounds good.
Right, hey, and I appreciate you calling back today and speaking with you. We'll get something done for you pretty quickly here.
All right. Fantastic. Love hearing it, even if you're lying.
I'm not lying.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.